Politico, HarperCollins to release Peter Schweizer blockbuster. A towering achievement of investigative journalism. By Rebecca Mansour on February 14, 2024. Politico Playbook exclusively reported on Wednesday that Government Accountability Institute president and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer has revealed China's disintegration warfare plans to kill Americans and sow social chaos. And the seven-time New York Times best-selling author is set to expose all of this in a new book that publishing giant HarperCollins hails as a towering achievement of investigative journalism. Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. HarperCollins is set for official release on Tuesday, February 27. The book is the result of a two-year probe by Schweizer and his team of forensic investigators, who traced hundreds of billions of dollars in suspect money tied to China's undeclared war on the U.S. The book's cover imagery and title are already sparking discussions inside official Washington. Politico Playbook, which broke the exclusive on Blood Money's forthcoming publication, revealed that the book's dust jacket features California Governor Gavin Newsom, D. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, Neville Roy Singham, President Joe Biden, Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, as well as images of drugs, guns, and stacks of cash. Lawmakers and their staffers are trying to obtain early copies, said a publishing industry insider. But like all Peter Schweizer books, the publisher has this one under the strictest of embargoes. Indeed, the release of a Peter Schweizer book has become somewhat of an event on Capitol Hill, as staffers brace to see whether the names of their senator or member of Congress appear in the index, and whether Schweizer's famous follow the money revelations will lead to their boss's resignation or investigation. We're used to politicians behaving badly and getting away with it. A Schweizer book is one of those rare occasions where corruption revelations actually turn into results with real consequences, said Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. We are just getting started. Schweizer, who is president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News, has a well-documented track record of igniting congressional resignations, FBI investigations, reform legislation, and inquiries that lead to criminal indictments. In 2011, Schweizer released the book Throw Them All Out, which famously exposed insider trading by members of Congress. One of the book's key figures was Republican and then chairman of the powerful House Financial Services Committee Representative Spencer Batches, RL. CBS's 60 Minutes produced a prize-winning segment on Schweizer and his findings, which led to Batches's decision not to run for re-election and won for 60 Minutes the prestigious Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism. The following year, President Barack Obama signed the bipartisan Stock, Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, Act to ban congressional insider trading. Left-leaning Slate magazine hailed Peter Schweizer's Throw Them All Out as the book that started the Stock Act stampede, the only piece of major bipartisan legislation to overwhelmingly pass that year. In 2013, Schweizer released his follow-up blockbuster, Extortion: How Politicians Extract Your Money, Buy Votes, and Line Their Own Pockets. Schweizer followed the money and exposed the Republican Party's then-Speaker of the House John Boehner. Extortion's revelations also sparked the resignation of Democrat Representative Rob Andrews, DNJ, whom Schweizer exposed on CBS's 60 Minutes. In 2015, Schweizer released the ebook, Bush Bucks: How Public Service and Corporations Helped Make Jeb Rich. The New York Times, Bloomberg, and others reported on the book's findings, which included the fact that more than half of Florida Governor Jeb Bush's post-gubernatorial income was derived from a handful of companies that benefited while Bush was governor. Schweizer also uncovered how Jeb Bush provided political intelligence to Wall Street investment firms via Lehman Brothers and Barclays that gave them the inside track on pending mergers and acquisitions. Finally, Bush Bucks exposed how educational reforms during Bush's tenure as Florida governor enriched key companies that then put money back into Bush's foundations and pockets. That same year, Schweizer released the guy blockbuster Clinton Cash, the untold story of how and why foreign governments and businesses helped make Bill and Hillary rich. The book hit the New York Times bestsellers list, with the Times hailing it the most anticipated and feared book of a presidential cycle. Schweitzer's expose of the Clinton Foundation's cronyism ignited an FBI investigation and shaped coverage of the 2016 news cycle. The Washington Post, MSNBC, BBC News, Daily Mail, Wall Street Journal, CNN and numerous other establishment media outlets all covered the book's granular and peerless reporting, and the New York Times front page, 4,000-word story, Cash Flow to Clinton Foundation Amid Russian Uranium Deal, was based on Schweitzer's Clinton cash revelations. Then beginning in 2018, Schweitzer released a string of three back-to-back number one New York Times bestsellers that broke the Biden family corruption scandals wide open: Secret Empires, Profiles in Corruption, and Red-Handed. The trilogy exposed vast foreign money deals flowing to the Bidens, including some $31 million from Chinese operators with direct ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Schweitzer also unearthed the now legendary finding that Joe and Hunter Biden flew aboard Air Force Two to China in 2013 and that 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm then bagged a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China, even as Joe Biden steered U.S.-China policy as vice president. Schweitzer also exposed the Chinese money ties to Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's family fortune. Were it not for Schweitzer's years of work on the Biden family's sophisticated system of self-enrichment, many believe Hunter Biden would not be facing his current criminal indictments. Schweitzer occupies a rare place in the journalism world, having won praise from across the political spectrum for his world-class investigatory skills and willingness to go wherever the money leads him, regardless of partisan interests. As UK's The Guardian put it in 2022, Schweitzer fires shots across the political spectrum. His biggest-selling book, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, spent 8 weeks on the New York Times bestsellers list and was number one for 4 weeks. CNN raved Red-Handed is red-hot and has all the makings of a huge hit. Dennis Prager called Schweitzer one of the most remarkable investigative reporters of our time. Mark Levin declared the book's voluminous sourcing and citations bulletproof, dubbing Schweitzer a national treasure who deserves the Medal of Freedom. According to Amazon, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans runs 320 pages in length. The book comes out on February 27 and is available now for pre-order.